Off the Ball Breakfast.
The thing Hamer always said, when I took on this Ireland gig, the one thing I could be sure about was there's going to be a bit of dog in them. Then I realised there was no dog in them.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, new faces are expected as Ireland take on Luxembourg tonight. Claudio Ranieri turns down the chance to lead Italy to a World Cup. And Thomas Frank is set to take the Tottenham job. But first, Heimir Hallgrímsson has promised changes for tonight's friendly away to Luxembourg. John Patrick and Josh Honohan could both earn their first caps as Ireland look to stretch their unbeaten run to four matches. The host preparations have been overshadowed by controversy surrounding the man who scored Luxembourg's winner at the Aviva 4 years ago. The Luxembourg Association was forced into an apology after a banner condemning Gerson Rodriguez's selection in last week's defeat to Slovenia was removed. Fans were protesting at Rodriguez's inclusion in the squad despite a recent domestic violence conviction. Rodriguez was given an 18-month suspended sentence for physically assaulting his now former partner. One demonstrator during the Slovenia game was reportedly hospitalised with a broken finger. According to RTL, the FLF apologised to all those affected by the incident and said the board would draw the necessary lessons to prevent similar incidents in the future. The Federation also expressed hope that supporters will continue to attend the match against Ireland. Meanwhile, Hallgrímsson says there's no chance Ireland will take tonight's opponents lightly.
They have just shown in the past how quickly they have developed as a football team. I've had the same coach for a long time, really consistent in team selection. So it's more like playing a club team than knowledge of the game and with each other is really at a high level. And I watched the Sweden game when they played here. They beat Sweden 1-0, could have scored more goals against Sweden. I know a little bit about them and the strength of Sweden. So no, I wouldn't look at it as a shock to the nation if we would not get good results here. It's that good team that a win here would be really good for us at this stage. So I hope nobody is taking them lightly, if that's the correct word to say.
And the Ireland boss says there'll be changes to the side that started Friday's draw with Senegal.
Yeah, the purpose of this camp was also to look at new faces, so we will make some changes. Even though we were really happy with the performance, we will make some changes for this game. And hopefully everybody will have their time to shine. But of course, we would like to keep some consistency as well and build on what we have been doing well. I think we played probably one of our best games as a team. We don't want to miss that in the game against Luxembourg.
Tonight's game kicks off at 7:45. The Ireland under-21s are also in friendly action in Croatia once again. This time the opponents are the Qatar under-23s. That one starts at 5:00. Claudio Ranieri has turned down the chance to finish his career by managing his country. Italy are on the lookout for a new boss after deciding to part ways with Luciano Spalletti after last night's 2-0 win at home to Moldova in the World Cup qualifiers. Ranieri had emerged as the frontrunner to replace the former Napoli boss, having stepped down as Roma head coach at the end of the season. The 73-year-old is now working as a director and a senior advisor at Roma, having seen Giampiero Gasperini take on the head coach's role at the Olimpico. Ranieri says he was approached by the FIGC president Gabriele Gravina with regard to taking on the Azzurri job. However, he has described that approach as a great honour, but after reflection has decided to stay on with his new job with Roma. Ranieri's decision has thrown a wrench into Fiorentina's hunt for a new manager. They thought they'd secure the return of Stefano Pioli to Florence as he works on a deal to be released from his contract at Saudi club Al Nassr. Pioli spent 2 years in charge of Fiorentina before his 5-year spell at AC Milan, and they're believed to have a verbal agreement with the 59-year-old. But with Ranieri turning down the Azzurri job, Pioli has been installed as the new favourite to replace Spalletti. Thomas Frank's move from Brentford to Tottenham is considered a done deal. Multiple reports say that Spurs have agreed to pay Brentford's £10 million release clause on the Dane's contract. Having replaced Dean Smith as Brentford boss in the autumn of 2018, he'd lead them to a return to England's top flight for the first time since 1947 in the spring of 2021. In their 4 seasons since, Brentford have secured 2 top half finishes, with Frank lauded for dealing with the departures of the likes of Ivan Toney and Ollie Watkins with minimal fuss. Frank is expected to be given a 3-year contract at Spurs.
because I'm sure I'm going to come up against some rough times as well as some good times.
I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
I'm the manager.
I'm the gaffer.
And I'm not good enough.
And at the end of the day, whatever I say goes.
I'm not good enough. I'm not doing well. That is the truth.
We know we can have our arguments. We can have our good times.
It's as simple as that. You have to find a way to talk to them, to the train to them, to the way you have to play, the way you have to press, the way you have to build up.
And at the end of the day, I'm the one who's the manager. And I'll be making the decisions.
You know, it's happened, it's football, and move forward.
The buck stops with me.
Manchester City have confirmed the addition of former Liverpool assistant Pep Lijnders to Pep Guardiola's backroom staff, while set-piece coach James French, who was also at Liverpool, has joined City as well. Addressing their appointment, City's director of football, Hugo Viana, says their talent, application, work ethic and all-round commitment are totally aligned with the values that underpin how Pep, that's Pep Guardiola, wants to play football. Lijnders and French have been added to the staff in time for the Club World Cup, which begins for City on Wednesday week. Now, it's believed City have also reached an agreement with Lyon regarding the signing of Ryan Cherki from Lyon. They'll pay €36 million, a fixed fee, with €6 million in add-ons. Lyon will retain a 15% sell-on fee. The French club will use €8 million of that to sign Nottingham Forest backup goalkeeper Matt Turner. Lyon are owned by Crystal Palace part owner John Textor, whose other club Botafogo recently sold Igor Jesus, Cuiabano and Jair Cunha to Forest for a combined €35 million. To add further intrigue to those series of moves, L'Equipe have reported Igor Jesus and Jair's economic rights actually belong to Lyon. Back to Italy, and Juventus sporting director Damian Camoli has confirmed that Igor Tudor will remain as head coach for next season. The Croat was drafted into the role in March when they sacked Thiago Motta. Tudor was only handed a short-term deal at the time, but Camoli's announced he'll stay in the Turin hot seat for next season. He helped Juve finish fourth in Serie A, qualifying for the league phase of the Champions League. Camoli also revealed that talks are ongoing to extend Randall Kolo Muani's loan from PSG, which would allow him to play at the Club World Cup and into next season. And Arsenal will play all of their WSL home games at the Emirates next season for the first time. They'll still use Meadow Park for some of their Champions League group games as well as domestic cup games. The club sold more than 415,000 tickets over the most recent campaign.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header.
Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And the Ibrahim Diaz. What a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ida Elgerson. Oh, yeah. What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branco came, he was unbelievable. But what a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon, AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Naimi.
Hi. He was finished.
I'm not finished. He's only 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously. But he was finished.
Is he Scottish?
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what a player he was, by the way.
David, yeah. Oh. David Suka. Oh.
There's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
And then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. What some great blocks.
Zola would be a great player if he could still. What a player he was. You know, Mark Noble would be good. Jack Wilshere.
Wilshere when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla. What a player he was, Al.
To Matt Lawrence, what a player he was alongside Jockey Hansen.
Well, what a player he was. Oh, no, what a player he was. He could play.
You know, John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Then you go a little bit further on, Gerrard, what a player he was.
Dean Ashton, what a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, then the answer is definitely no.
Janssen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.
Magnificent. What a player he was.
Yeah.
That's who I really thought was unbelievably good. I played against him, Lufa Mateus. What a player he was, by the way.
Rule Fox. What a player he was, by the way. He was a top player.